Simply Red and Something Got Me Started. This is Island FM, 20 minutes past 7 o'clock. Did you enjoy the Red Arrows yesterday?
I didn't see them.
Did you not?
No.
Why?
Well, I was working.
Yeah, I probably should have been.
Oh.
Do you know, for the first time in 10 years since I've been in Guernsey and working here, I actually got to watch the Red Arrows in town. Went on to Crown Pier, bottom of Crown Pier, was there. And I've just found out this morning that John Bishop apparently was on Crown Pier as well. There's some pictures of him, bottom of Crown Pier, watching the Red Arrows. So it was only... I could have gone and... Hello, John.
Oh.
How are you? And then told him to come in this morning because I tried to get him in yesterday, but he didn't come in. Is he still here?
I have no idea.
Or is he gone? Anyway, Red Arrows, very good yesterday. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the show that was put on for you yesterday with all the different planes coming past, rumbling and blowing out smoke, as they do. The Red Arrows are really good, actually. They did a heart thing.
Don't they always, though?
Yeah, people look forward to that.
I asked the pilots, like, do they change their routines very much? And they said no, because obviously it's so dangerous. They have to do... the same thing all the time.
Must take forever, though, to learn a new routine.
Yeah, I suppose.
Anyway.
I wonder how they practice. Do you reckon they don't run around in the school halls?
That's what I have in my head, that they're going, right, it's making the noise as well. Right, 2050. How old will you be? I'll be 70-something. 71.
I don't know, but no. I'll be 42 on the 3rd of the 3rd, 2033.
Really?
How weird is that?
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
That
it'd be cool
really
if I was 33 on that day, but that's not true.
But I want to talk about 2050.
Sorry, yeah. I'll be...
2050.
I'll be 69.
Oh, I'll be older than that then, won't I?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was 17, 72... No, I don't know. Anyway, in 2050, they reckon that the human body is going to evolve, and humans are going to evolve so much that they're trying to predict now what is going to happen to the human body and things that we're going to be doing.
So on my 69th birthday, I'll just get gills.
Possibly. Well, actually, no, you'll probably have a bigger brain.
Oh, what do I do about my head, though?
Well, I don't know, but you'll probably have a bigger brain. You'll also possibly have in your ear an implanted Bluetooth.
Nice.
Because they reckon that's what's going to happen. So instead of having that big clunky thing that's on the side of your head...
But I don't want one of them anyway.
You're actually going to... Well, you've got to have one implanted in your ear.
I don't want one.
Well, that's the way it's going to go.
I can't bear the thought of having all these voices in my head.
Well, how about...
They're all... anyway.
You're brilliant, Amber. Hello, how are you?
Thank you.
If you don't like that, how about you go have a microchip in the end of your fingers so that you can just go up to things like paying by credit card. You'll go up and your credit card will be done by your finger.
Well, that's silly, because people will be talking off each other's fingers, won't they?
Well, yes, but that's the way
it is.
That's
silly.
Also, with the body and how the body's going to transform, they reckon... Oh, men are going to have smaller... I reckon that'll happen in 2050.
Just suddenly. There you go, that's enough of that.
It's going to be a little bit little. Got to have larger stomachs as well.
Because we eat so much.
And backsides, because they reckon people are just going to get lazier as time goes on. And their backs are...
That's terrifying.
Can you just picture what this is going to be like? So you're going to have a massive head with a massive backside and a huge belly and a little thingy. And also, you're going to have red eyes.
And everyone will be talking to themselves with voices in their ears.
Yeah.
And walking around with their fingers out like E.T.
Or with a finger missing because someone's come along and chopped it off. So that's what you've got to look forward to, 2050.
Oh, I can't wait for my birthday.
Big head, massive backside, larger thingy, smaller thingy, big
no
stomach,
fingers.
No fingers, red eyes.
And you can never see because there's voices in your head.
What's the word?
What's the word?
What's the word?
Oh, there's another thing as well that they reckon, that people are going to speak loads of different languages.
That's cool. I'd love to speak another language.
That's not like you're changing. But we have evolved over the years, haven't we? Because, like, haven't we grown toes?
What, since the start of time?
Well, I don't know.
I'm sure apes had toes.
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
We've grown certain things. Things are different
just
now.
Didn't have any to start with.
Just had stumps.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about Mick Jagger. Going from Well, he's got big lips. Mitch, he's already evolving. Mick Jagger has had what named after him? Mick Jagger's had what named after him? Do you know, Amber? Do you know?
A fish.
A fish. Just one fish.
A Jagger fish.
A Jigger Jagger fish.
A Jagger fish.
A Jagger fish.
Jagger.
Does it have big lips?
Yes.
So Mick Jagger has what, or has had what, named after him? 07781 148888. Get in touch with me. Let me know what you think. We'll find out if you're right or wrong. If you have a pat on the back coming your way this morning. So Mick Jagger has what, has had what, named after him?